Folks, Ramadan is in full swing in Pakistan, and we see all kind of price gouging, corruption, beating, fighting, harassing, I mean, you name it. There is not even one crime which is being seen in Pakistan during Ramadan than any other month. And this month is supposedly very holy. Allah loves it. Although Allah gets no benefit, all the benefits are for mullahs who collect 80% of their annual income in Ramadan. But as I have said, the life of Pakistanis is an absolute crisis in this month, particularly the poor and lower middle class. They don't know how to meet their expenses. Inflation is more than 26%. And the availability of the product is not guaranteed. People have money hardly to eat two times food. And that is the bad luck of a country which was supposed to be a reasonable country when it was created by a secular smart person who advised very clearly that do not fall in the trap of shit of religion. Respect your woman, respect your neighbor, and live with India like America and Canada are living. But we, the JSU gang who took over Pakistan, he created Indian animosity to a limit that every Pakistani kid was told that Hindus are bad, they are baniyas, and they have no courage to fight with you. And one of you is good enough for 10 Indians. And these kuffars have no power, they don't get support from Allah, and we are the one where Allah sends His angels to help us win the war. But none of the war was won. The GHQ gang lost every war they started. And they took the country to a place where everybody has a loan of more than 200,000-300,000 rupees on his head. Every newborn in Pakistan is already in debt for more than 200-300, and more debt is coming because the religion who created a stupid culture. I mean, this culture was already there, but we have seen that their culture was improving during the time of British, and when British left, the place was a very peaceful place. There was no invader, Iranian or Afghan, coming to attack every 10 years, and the people can enjoy life. Before that, before the English came to India, there was very common that whatever you have, you enjoy today. Tomorrow, will you have it? There's no guarantee. I mean, there is a famous poet in Punjab, Bulle Shah, who said that eat what you can, wear what you can, enjoy what you can, because tomorrow Abdali will come and he'll take away everything. This is the time when these Iranian king and who or the killers were invited by an Indian Muslim mullah from Deoband. And then he said, he wrote a letter to him and said that please come and establish the Islamic Emirate here because the Mughals are getting weak and the Hindus, particularly Marathas, are getting stronger and they are facing defeat everywhere. So this Iranian murderer, Afghan murderer came and he murdered over 15,000-20,000 people in Delhi, destroyed totally, collected all his wealth, and then he ran away. And the Mughals became more weaker. And after that attack, the Indian Muslims could not survive. And they surrendered to English intelligence and English power and masses. I mean, even Sir Syed Ahmad Khan used to work for them. And particularly after 1957, when Sir Syed was giving secret reports to Indian administration on the problems facing British Empire, we saw that the Muslims could never learn anything. The Muslims under Mullah control became more adamant, because the Britishers, they did not force anybody to do what they brought in India: education, information, technology. And the Muslims lagged behind in every aspect of that. Hindus excelled, and they became the main government runner or the staff of the British Empire. The Britishers were very smart. They actually handled every area in a way that they talked to both the parties, opposing and ruling, and then they decided who they should go for. And then after that, it was very easy to overthrow or eliminate anybody. They used this, what they call it, divide and rule policy, which is a good policy, particularly if you are only 50,000 strong and you want to rule a country which is almost 100 million at that time. But they did it very successfully. Every Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, local rulers, they accepted Indian, British system, and they became their taxpayers. The Britishers established a country on a very strong footing. They might have made some money, but I don't see any money stashed in UK from that time, except some artifacts, except maybe the famously we know one diamond which was given to British Empire by Ranjit Singh, a Sikh ruler of Punjab, and that's about it. But the information they brought to India and the information they saved from India is so much, so enormous, that every researcher has to go to London Library to make any kind of research, historic piece of book, or any information about this world. The library has the every basics of science, every development of science, how it developed, how different scientists all over the world joined hand and worked together, and then they started creating magic. Either from the light bulb, from the spectacles, from the chemicals, I mean the every industry prospered so much that the world came out of from primitive mentality, particularly Muslims. But they could not learn. They were still thinking, oh, Allah says there are only four elements, there is the fire and there is water and there is this and there is that. Even the Muslim scientists were not aware that this world has more than 300 elements. Because they had no technology, they forget the basic foundation of science and could not develop a scientific society, and could not develop a mind where the society can progress and become rich. Because everything comes from richness, and richness comes from the hard work. When the nation works 24 hours, then we see that the economy progresses, jobs are created, scientific minds get enough funding, and even if they don't have funding, they can work on getting things better. So much scientific research was done in 16th, 17th and 18th century that we saw that everything went upside down and Industrial Revolution evolved. And that Industrial Revolution automated so many things and the production became so fast and so cheap that everything came in the grab of a common man. Because they were mass produced, so if you need a radio, it was available at a very reasonable cost. If you need a bicycle, it was available at a very reasonable cost, and everybody was doing good. In India, particularly under British control, we saw the advent of scientific knowledge. We saw the establishment of great Indian universities, which today are on top of the world, who create technocrats and scientists and engineers of the international standard. I mean, the very time when Harvard was established, we had a university in India too. And the British did also even in Muslim areas, like in Calcutta and Lahore. They established universities, but the Muslims were not interested in English education. And the one who were interested and learned English and went towards the route of science, today they are ruling Pakistan. Unfortunately, ruling in a bad way, because they were sons and daughters of the Chaudhries and landlords, and they could not change their mentality to be a civilized human being and force their parents to share the knowledge. But even today, if we see that after when Ziaul Haq sold Pakistan to the Arab thuggery for free, we see that shit of Islam creeped so much in Pakistani mind that the country, which was a little bit progressive, went back to the 7th century barbaric era. And ironically, the same people who created this mentality, now they are ditching the same Islam. I'm talking about Saudis. Now they are giving rights to women. Now they have concerts. Now they have all kind of entertainment for their people. I mean, they have billions of dollars spent on the soccer, which is not allowed in Islam. And then, even as the last week I heard that we will have a Saudi beauty queen contesting in the world beauty contest. Well, in Pakistan, we used to have some, but then they were totally forced to ban. And now we only have a Nath Khwan, and we have only the Zikr people who only talk about Muhammad Bhai, who only talk about Allah, and all the praises and all the shit detailed in Quran, and then they make a lot of money from innocent Muslims. And they don't tell the fact that keep aside this book. It's not a book of knowledge, it's a book of disease. It's a book which will make you stupid. It's a book which will waste your time and you will have no life. But today we see in Pakistan the place like Lahore, which used to be the center of social activities and the culture of India. Today we have more terrorists and Islamic-minded, and the ugly face beard type of people who look so horrific. I mean, they look like worse than Amjad Khan in his film when he was a decoy and was saying that jab gaon mein 40 kos door gaon mein जब कोई बच्चा रोता है तो माँ कहती है बेटा सो जा नहीं तो गब्बर आ जाएगा. And all the Islamists from Lahore, they look like Gabbar. But they are not as smart as Gabbar. They are only destroying their own nation by disallowing any right to their women, their sisters, their mother. And economically, they have become so poor that today we have 55% poverty in Pakistan. And on top of that, we have a Lahori family which is distributing atta and some ration in Ramadan. And the atta is such a bad quality that the people in Lahore are protesting that this is not even fit for animals. And this Lahori mentality politician, I'm talking about PMLN, is such a dugga. And rightfully, I think Pakistan deserves that. Because when you have this shit of religion enveloping your mind, you only a donkey can run your country. No civilized person will accept to run a country and ask you to get out of this shit and be a human being. That's not possible in Islam. And we can see that people are wasting billions going to Mecca and Medina, which I have said many times is totally fake. But they are in this trap because the nation has been depressed so much by this religion. Oh, the God is waiting for you. Oh, you work for God and God is gonna give you 72 huris with free honey and milk, channels running through you, and your penis will be so strong that it your one time sex will last 40 years, and your 72 huris hole will be so strong that their hole will still remain same after 40 years of continuous sex. This is how Mahmud Bhai sold the religion while he was having fun of his life. He had 11 wives, and according to one tradition, he was having sex with 11. Otherwise, there is another tradition which says that he has one night dedicated to one wife. So that means that his wife will get their turn after 11 days. And that is why, because he was promised, breaking this promise, most of his wives were angry with him. And they were not happy that their turn is being given to other women, particularly Aisha, because she was his beloved wife. But the point is that today in Pakistan, the mullahs are living the life of Prophet Muhammad. They have many wives. They have no respect for laws. They molest others' daughters in the madrasa, and they are doing exactly the same what Muhammad Bhai used to do. But Muhammad Bhai had a special ayah from Quran, from Allah, saying, "Oh Muhammad, we know your problem and we allow you unlimited wives even without dowry." That is, means free sex. So that is, there are so many riwayat or tradition or narration about him that he was having free sex at so many occasions. And not to mention the 11 wives or 23 wives he had in the last 10 years of his life. So once he turned 50, he became out of control and was very famously used by the tribes against him, around him, I mean. The tribal leaders around him, they were providing him women, even their daughters, and in return, he was bringing every kind of ayah they loved on to bring. You want to behead this? Go ahead and do that. You want to attack in the middle of night? Go ahead and do that. And you kill their kids and women, no problem, they are from them. And all that barbarism which helped Arabs to establish their empire. But after establishing the empire, the only thing we saw was big harems and some mosques, and the common man had no support. I mean, in this kind of situation, definitely the culture will be so stupid. And that's what happened to Arabs when Omar, he disallowed women going out alone and forced them to stay at home and only read Quran. The whole woman community in Arab society became useless. Before, they were very strong, they had so many rights, they could do trade, they could do poetry, they could do art. I mean, they were smarter than men. But Islam, basically, what it does is that it enslaves the woman and then put men only having sex with his wife or beating his wife. Other than that, he has no right. That is why we didn't see any famous woman in Arab society after when Omar disallowed the freedom of woman. And the same mentality was enforced in Pakistan. In the 60s, we could see women walking, doing business, running out. But today, the women are scared to get out. They have to cover themselves totally. And they are even beaten on the road. I mean, there are people you can see on YouTube which are questioning women on the road and giving them lecture. And these bastards who are actually running after women, they deserve to be put in jail because this is clearly a harassment. But as long as the Muhammad's name is on top, nobody cares about anything. You say anything about Muhammad, they come and kill you. Like they killed that Pashtun boy, a young boy, because he had some issues with the administration. And the administration said, he said this to Muhammad, and then the people came in droves and killed him. Same like they killed one Sri Lankan manager who was helping Pakistan to increase export. Nothing doing. They burned him alive. This is how stupid this nation has become. And I don't see any chance. And you can see the what they do during Ramadan. I mean, they don't work. Their productivity is hardly 16% of the civilized world. And they do not follow any rule of rule or anything. And the country goes down and down and down. And ultimately, it has gone to a place where nobody can save it. We see these GSQ thugs trying to create some drama. But all this drama is so that the generals can become billionaire and they can buy Papa John and can run away from the country. They have nothing in support of Pakistani kids, Pakistan's new generation, or even Pakistan's future. They know Pakistan is going down. They know it cannot sustain itself. That is why they are just taking everything they can and leaving the crumbs for common poor people whose life is going to be terrible, terrible. And unfortunately, we saw that when we had a chance in election, even the American administration acted so stupid that they are not saying anything to these bastards and they are letting it go. This is really a sad event. This country, which will end soon because of its own follies, because of following the shit of religion instead of following the father of nation and following Edi. I mean, one of the best philanthropists this world has ever seen, or even Imran Khan. The nation is going to lose big time. Think about it. God bless.